Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks episode 353 of this year, marking Friday the 18th of December of the year 2020. On this day in history, in 1892, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky's ballet Nutcracker Suite premiered in St. Petersburg in Russia, now the world's most performed ballet after a hasty rewriting of its first version, which featured a 30-minute testicle booting sequence in which a delicate ballerina in one point shoe and one clompy boot swing-kicked a man with a rat head right in the nadgets 162 times, which is to say 5.4 times a minute. 0.4 is where it really stings, apparently. Mass protests and cries for censorship arose and the sequence was erased after 40% of the men who witnessed it fainted in the theatre, leading to the classic children's ballet we all know and love today. And in 1774, on this day, Empress Maria Theresa expelled the Jews from Prague, Bohemia, and Moravia, continuing the historical process of seeing how many delicious layers of diaspora cake the Jewish culture could fit on its holy fork. And in 1935, on this date, Don Bradman scored 117 in his debut Sheffield Shield cricket match for South Australia in an innings and five-run win over his old team, New South Wales, earning himself the title of Bullshit Bradman, Betrayer of New South Wales, which he still holds to this day. Your guest today on the podcast is returning favourite, recently rediscovered royal and ex-disgraced Home Secretary, John Luke Roberts. Welcome back to the show.
Hello, thank you very much for having me. I should point out, I'm not an ex-disgraced Home Secretary, I'm a disgraced ex-Home Secretary. I am still disgraced. Many times over.
Well, today you'll be bringing us all the latest in constitution news, the only way we know how we can punish the royals as and when we do. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, paparazzi are surrounding the newly built high-tech security dragon birthing wing of the Central London Hospital as Piers Morgan's unheimlich pregnancy proceeds apace. Doctors and mad scientists are being summoned to see if their skills might be applicable to this unprecedented and appalling cross-species impregnation situation. Many report seeing even hardened mad scientists leaving the ward in tears or with the wide shocked eyes of those who have seen that which the mind of man was not designed to see. Bookies and pundits are currently laying odds on who'll have the honour of ushering in whatever horror Mr. Morgan spurts forth from his horrifyingly distended abdomen in the next few days. Current odds are with Richard Frankenstein, a descendant of the famous Dr. Victor Frankenstein, who at last year's Mad Scientist Convention merely cackled wildly at Slurmcore's exhibit of a fully functioning man-shaped homunculus made out of sentient screaming slug matrix. What's your odds on who will be the scientist who's going to deliver the baby, John Luke? If we can indeed call it a baby.
My reckoning is it probably won't be a mad scientist. It will probably be a mad midwife who don't get nearly enough credit.
Meanwhile, as chaos reigns around the world, concerns about Santa Claus's delivery schedule are being raised in classrooms and children's beds around the world. How will he get around the world in a single night if he has to quarantine for 2 weeks between each home? The glitch in the space-time continuum, who might be able to give us the answers, is refusing to comment, still waiting on a judgment regarding his threat to go on strike at the end of this year. But the North Pole has issued a statement in response, saying, "Much as with our constant surveillance and social credit points system, we ask children to accept the gifts we bring without asking too many questions about their provenance. The answer is always either the unwholesome marriage between consumer capitalism and the military-industrial complex, or, quote, the Christmas spirit," end quote. How do you think Santa's going to get around the world in a single night this year, Jean-Luc?
Well, he is, of course, a clause. So he will be able to do it simply through a series of conjunctions.
What's the legal definition of an underwater Santa?
I don't know. What is the legal definition of an underwater Santa?
A subclause.
Nice.
I just made that up off the top of my head.
And under what circumstances is that legal definition used?
When Santa Claus is delivering to the octopus people underwater.
Wow, they must get loads of presents. They've got 8 stockings each.
That's all the time we have for headlines of stories we do not have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you can't be what you can't buy. I saw Mummy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night. Which means my father dressed up as Santa Claus as a sort of a kinky Christmas cosplay. Because the next line is that they didn't want to be seen, or they didn't think they were being seen, in which case, given they haven't told me that Santa isn't real, they are tricking a child into believing their mother is having an extramarital affair with a centuries-old billionaire philanthropist, which undermines my feeling of security at home. If you've just been confronted with the sight of your mother kissing what may or may not be a strange man, you'll want to keep creeping all the way to the tap and get yourself half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. You can drink it to ameliorate your shock, or you can throw it on your randy parents like breaking up a pair of horny cats. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by front-facing cameras, the opportunity to see segments of your parents' faces close up from angles you'd not anticipated. Are you excessively warm in your long-sleeved shirt? Is your button-up collar choking the moisture out of you? Do you have really sexy wrists? Try half a glass of water. T-shirts. Available now on all good The Bugle Podcast website merchandise pages.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, Constitution news. Jean-Luc Roberts, you are in the Constitution in many ways. What's happening in the world of the Constitution right now?
Well, it's quite true. So for this, we need a little bit of background. The UK Constitution is an unwritten constitution. It's never been written down. We briefly had it. It was briefly drawn in the 18th century. And the Constitution at that point was it was sort of an image of John Bull, the personification of Britain, with a carrot up his bum. So it was a bit confusing. I think originally it had been meant to be a political cartoon about the carrot tax that they'd introduced, but it got misappropriated, used the Constitution. That was there for a while until it was accidentally flushed.
Well, a carrot up the bum is one of those odd situations, very rare, in which punishment and reward are the same thing, and the carrot and the stick are essentially united at last.
That's absolutely right. And may I say, as a disgraced former Home Secretary, I've always responded better to the carrot than the stick, but if you really want me to get going, use both.
Well, the thing is, if you put too many carrots up your bum, you can see really well out of your arsehole.
Just think of what all those snowmen are smelling. So an unwritten constitution, that means that basically all of the judges of the country, all the lawyer, anyone in the legal profession has to walk around remembering at all times the constitution, because it doesn't exist in written form. So it's a huge effort of, it's a huge tax on the mind. Is obviously distracting them from doing the other things that they would be trying to do. So it means that that's why our legal profession isn't very good, because they're remembering the Constitution all the time and expending a huge amount of... Imagine a lot of different servers, computer servers around the world being used to power a central, you know, calculation. That's what the legal profession here has had to do.
So you're saying that the Constitution is Bitcoin?
Yes, the Constitution is Bitcoin. But not actually, figuratively, the Constitution is Bitcoin. The Constitution, of course, precedes Bitcoin. So what you should really be saying is Bitcoin is the Constitution. And they should use those servers to do it, I think. I think that might save on some of the legal trouble. Now, other countries have had a written constitution. America has a written constitution. It was written by some slave owners and some colleagues of slave owners. Changed a bit over the years to make it okay to still have guns. But we have not, up till this point, had a written constitution. And the exciting news is Queen Elizabeth II has announced that she has written a constitution.
What?
But she's not letting anyone see it. That's it. She says, I've got it here. I've tucked it down my skirt. So you're not going to get it because I'm the queen, and that would be treason. So, but I'll let you know if you do something unconstitutional, and only I know because only I wrote it. Yeah.
Well, she sort of put herself...
So it's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. She's put herself in a position of power and also refusing to engage or comment on any politics. She's put herself in quite a difficult place there. But this might be the solution, mm-hmm. that she can just say it's in the Constitution and it's not her opinion at all.
Yeah, exactly. And that's sort of it. She's been this figurehead. She's been, in many ways, has been the Constitution, has been the representative of the power of the state. But now she gets to actually say, you know, pass the buck in a way and saying, no, the figurehead's in my pants and you can't see it.
Queen can't pass the buck. She doesn't carry cash.
That's true. What does she put in a handbag?
Just lipstick and lube.
Right. Big lipstick then.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor.
Dear Alice and guest, I have been enjoying your podcast, and I just want to say, how do you remember all those lines? Yours, Martin Kemp.
Thank you, Martin. I appreciate
your... Kemp. Martin Kemp.
Martin Kemp.
Martin Kemp. Thank you.
Well, I'm so glad that we've decided to open the phone lines nowadays. Often it's difficult to do from my orbiting space station. Martin Kemp, thank you so much for your question. I am a newsreader. I'm just reporting the facts and a little satire. So I have an auto cue. We have the highest levels of cutting edge technology here on my space station. I sit in the sauna and read my lines off the auto cue.
Oh, I respect you much less. Yours, Martin Kemp.
Thank you, Martin Kemp. And that's all the time we have for your letters to the editor, because it's the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. With less than 2 weeks to go until the end of the year, if you have not shared us with your friends on social media platforms, you're a coward without the courage of your convictions. Also, buy a t-shirt. We have t-shirts available. Half a glass of water t-shirts are available on the buglepodcast.com merch page. Your guest today on the podcast was the magnificent John Luke Roberts. John Luke, have you got anything to plug?
I do.
Ooh.
I'm making a comedy album, or I've made a comedy album, and a composer called John Chambers is currently scoring it and putting all kind of beautiful things behind it. And I'm releasing it with Monkey Barrel Records as a vinyl LP. It's also available as a download, and you can fund me and Monkey Barrel Comedy Club, which has had to shut it, I don't think it's open since March, by going to my Twitter page at JLuke Roberts and finding the link there. I think that's probably the easiest way. It's called It Is Better. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle Podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. I also would like to plug the live Last Post, which is happening on Sunday, the 20th of December. Come along and fill up your Sunday, restfully or usefully, by watching us live. Buy tickets at thebuglepodcast.com. com. Also, I had a lady come up to me after a show the other day and she said, I listen to The Last Post every single day. I'm a massive fan. And I said, thank you. And she said, I didn't know your social media details until this show tweeted it. And I thought, wait a minute. If you listen to this show every day, you will have heard my social media details 353 times.
It's just become background noise because you do it in the same place every time. You should just dot it through the episodes.
I mean, it genuinely gave me a crisis of existential proportions. It was a very clever way to gaslight me. Anyway, the executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, Hench Thug, edit Sweet Factotum, is the iron fist inside his velvet glove, the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.